The Chinese word for bank is
Ying Hang. Ying Hang. Ying, blue finger up. Hang, blue finger up. Ying Hang for bank.
How would you say bank in Chinese?
Ying Hang.
How would you say bank in Chinese?
Yin Hang.
This word consists of two characters. The first character,
Yin,
blue finger up, means silver. Money in China used to be made of silver. And the second character,
Hang, blue finger up,
means a firm, as in a business. So a silver or a money firm. Hong Kong has a lot of banks. Instead of it calling Hong Kong, maybe they should call it
Yin Hong
Kong because of all the banks. Is your workplace the Bank of England or the Bank of China? Now, in Chinese, we don't say, do you work at? We say, is your workplace this or that? Say you know that somebody works at a bank, and you're not sure whether it's the Bank of England or the Bank of China. If you want to ask them, do you work in the Bank of England or the Bank of China? You don't say, do you work in? You would say, is your workplace the Bank of England or the Bank of China?
你的单位是英国 的银行还是中国的银行
？How would you say a Chinese person?
中国人。
How would you say an Englishman?
英国人。
How would you say American?
美国人。
So when we have a country's name, whether it's the name of a bank or a person, something else, we don't need to use the, though it's not incorrect to do so. But the common practice is to just put the country and then the bank or the person. Is your workplace the Bank of England or the Bank of China?
你的单位是英国银行还是中国银行
？Is your workplace the Bank of England or the Bank of China?
你的单位是英国银行还是中国银行
？Is his workplace in Beijing or in?Shanghai.
他的单位在北京海吗？上海。
How would you say Shanghai?
Shanghai.
Shanghai. How would you say or?
海吗？
还是，
还是。
Yes, the 是 here is like to be. It's the same,
but it's not black. It's not black, black finger down.
It's not black finger down just because they, when you speak that way, but the character is the same.
Is his workplace in Beijing or in Shanghai?
他的单位在。北京还是上海
？Is his workplace in Beijing or in Shanghai?
他的单位在北京还是上海
？Do you want this one or that one?
你有
want
你要那个还是
this one?
This one, sorry. 你要这个还是那个?
Do you want this one or that one?
你要这个还是那个?
Do you want this one or that one?
你要这个还是那个?
Can she stay in my home or in his mother's home?
她能住在我的家里还是 in my home or his home?
His mother's home.
她妈妈的家里
This is a correct sentence. Before our pattern, we say she can in my home stay, but put the verb or stay in front of the place, but that's correct.
What you will find when you begin to interact with native Chinese speakers is they don't strictly follow all of the patterns that we've taught you. And we find this in any language. What we're doing here is we want to teach you a consistent way of expressing yourself. And then over time, you're going to notice that there are different ways of taking liberties with these patterns. The main thing, of course, is communication. Let's take, for example, the word where. You will hear the word nar, also pronounced nali. You will hear the word nar, there, pronounced nali. We point this out because you're going to hear it over and over and over again, and we want you to understand that they're the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. You're also going to hear words like, how would you say this?
这.
And what's another word for this?
这.
You're going to hear the same word, and it's going to be pronounced differently. There are certain very, very, very common words in Chinese that you will, they'll be saying the same word. They're just going to pronounce them slightly differently. And all we want to point out is that when it comes up, when you hear it, which you will, if you start speaking with native speakers, to understand that this is a variant of what we're teaching you here. Can she stay in my home or in his mother's home?
她能在我的家里住还是她妈妈的家里?
Can she stay in my home or in his mother's home?
她能在我的家里住还是她妈妈的家里?
The alternative way of saying this would be
她能住在我的家里还是她妈妈的家里。
Do you have this one or that one? You have.
你有这个还是那个?
Do you have this one or that one?
你有这个还是那个?
Do you have this one or that one?
你有这个还是那个?
Can I read this book or that book?
我能这书。
Okay, I can, and what are you doing?
我能看这书。
And if you have a shoe, how are you going to refer to it? This book is what?
这个书。
Can I read this book or that book?
我能看这个书还是那个书。
Can I read this book or that book?
我能看这个书还是那个书。
Can I read this book or that book?
我能看这个书还是那个书。
Do you want to drink a cup of tea or a coffee?
你要喝一杯 茶还是一杯 coffee?
How do you say want?
要
Yes, 要 How do you say coffee?
Coffee
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 Would it be more likely that coffee is grown in England or South America? Where would it be grown?
Coffee
Good. So its Spanish pronunciation is café. So café. Do you want to drink a cup of tea or coffee?
你要喝一杯茶还是一杯咖啡?
Do you want to drink a cup of tea or coffee?
你要喝一杯茶还是一杯咖啡?
The word for mate or buddy in Chinese is
师父师父师 green thumb out 父 close fist 师父 for buddy
Now this is the word, an all-purpose word that you use to address somebody who doesn't have a formal title like doctor or teacher or engineer. In Chinese, titles are used as often as possible. So if somebody is an engineer and they're Engineer Wang, we would say Wang Engineer. Chinese love titles. If they're a manager of a workplace, we would say Wang Manager. If they're a doctor, we would say Wang Doctor. If they are a teacher, how would we say teacher Wang?
Wang Lao Shi.
But say you want to signal to a taxi driver, you would say, hey mate, hey buddy. Or there's a waiter or there's somebody and you don't know what their title is. So just an informal way of signaling. In American English, we'd say, hey you. But we don't do that in Chinese. So what's the word that we use in Chinese?
师父
师父
And so how would you signal a taxi driver?
师父师父
Mate, he was the most cheerful, 师父 Call him mate, buddy, or 师父 He was always available. I called him cheerful, 师父 Hey mate, buddy, where is a restaurant?
师父哪儿在 A restaurant is where?
Restaurant at where? So start again.
师父餐馆在哪儿?
Hey mate, where is the restaurant?
师父餐馆在哪儿?
Hey mate, where is the restaurant?
师父餐馆在哪儿?
Mate or buddy? I want to go to Beijing.
师父，我要住北京。
How do you say go?
去
Yes, 去
When you go, you sneeze. 去 Buddy, I want to go to Beijing.
师父，我要去北京。
Mate or buddy, I want to go to Beijing.
师父，我要去北京。
Mate, take me to, that is, I want to go to, the English bank.
师父，我要去英国银行。
Mate, or buddy, take me to, I want to go to, the English bank.
师父。我要去英国银行。
Mate or buddy, take me to the English bank.
师父，我要去英国银行。
The word for understand or comprehend is
懂懂
Red V for victory. dong for comprehend.
You think I'm dong or something? I understand you quite well. He doesn't understand English. He no understand English.
他不懂英文.
He doesn't understand English.
他不懂英文。
He doesn't understand English.
他不懂英文。
He understands Chinese very well.
他很 What did I say? He very well understands?
He very understands Chinese.
Oh, he very understands. Okay. 他很懂中文。
He understands Chinese very well.
他很懂中文。
He understands Chinese very well.
他很懂中文。
So, 很 can describe a verb.
Yeah. You can use 很 to also mean very well, as well as very. How do you say speech in Chinese?
说
Okay. The lady who came for her debut, her speech was terrible, and the director said, What you say?
话
So when we're referring to understanding someone, we're actually being very honest. We're not saying, I understand your thoughts. I understand your speech. So if you're saying, I don't understand you, we're not saying, I don't understand you on an existential level. We're saying, I don't understand what you're saying, which in Chinese would be translated, I don't understand your speech, which is actually what we want to communicate. So how would you say, I don't understand you, meaning I don't understand what you're saying?
我不懂你的话。
I don't understand you.
我不懂你的话。
I don't understand you.
我不懂你的话。
Whenever we want to refer to a different Chinese language or even foreign languages, we can do this too. We can use the word for speech, which is
话。
So if we want to talk about the language which is spoken in Shanghai, which is a totally separate language from Mandarin, how would you say Shanghai language? It's literally Shanghai speech.
Right. So so we treat it like a nationality. We don't need the.
Correct.
Shanghai Hua.
He speaks Shanghai language.
他说Shanghai Hua.
He speaks Shanghai language.
他说上海话。
He speaks Shanghai language.
他说上海话。
The word for Cantonese or the language of Canton, southern China, is?
广东话。广东话。广,
relative for victory.
Dong, green thumb out. Guangdong Hua.
Do you speak Cantonese?
Ni shuo Guangdong Hua ma.
Do you speak Cantonese?
Ni shuo Guangdong Hua ma.
Do you speak Cantonese?
Ni shuo Guangdong Hua ma.
No.
不说
No.
不说不说
The word for fast in Chinese is?
快快 Black finger down. 快 for fast.
How would you say fast?
快
How would you say fast?
快
Constance Wang spoke so fast that people would say, You speak quite fast. Remember, we have a phrase for wonderful. It's a pattern, another pattern. How would you say wonderful?
太好了.
Wonderful.
太好 了，太好了。
So we're saying too good了。How would you say too fast using the same pattern?
太快了。
How do you say fast?
快。
Yes, 快。
You speak quite fast, too fast.
太快了，太快了。
I don't understand you.
我不懂你的话。
I don't understand you.
我不懂你的话。
I don't understand you.
我不懂你的话。
Why don't you understand me?
为什么你不懂我的话?
Why don't you understand me?
为什么你不懂我的话?
Why don't you understand me?
为什么你不懂我的话?
Because you speak too fast.
因为你说太快。
Okay, now actually, we're referring to speaking something, and in this case, your speech. So, because you say speech too fast, and so we're very specific in what we're saying.
因为你说话太快。
Because you speak too fast.
因为你说话太快。
Because you speak too fast.
因为你说话太快。
The word for slow in Chinese is
慢。慢。Black finger down. 慢 for slow.
How would you say slow?
慢。
How would you say slow?
慢.
How would you say fast?
快.
How would you say slow?
慢.
How would you say too slow?
太慢了.
How would you say too fast?
太快了.
Hey man, slow down. I can speak a bit slower. I can speak speech slower.Slow a little bit.
我能说话慢一点儿。
I can speak a bit slower.
我能说话慢一点儿。
I can speak a bit slower.
我能说话慢一点儿。
Please speak a bit slower.
请问
But that's asking a question. Please to speak.
请说你
Are you asking them to say something or are you asking them with regard to their speech? If you want them to speak slower, you need to say, please to speak speech slow a little bit.
请说话慢一点
Please speak a bit slower.
请说话慢一点
Please speak a bit slower.
请说话慢一点
Can you speak a bit slower? You can speak speech slow a little bit. Question.
你能说话慢一点儿吗?
Can you speak a bit slower?
你能说话慢一点儿吗?
Can you speak a bit slower?
你能说话慢一点儿吗?
I cannot understand you. You speak too fast. Please speak a bit slower. I cannot understand you.I no understand your speech.
我不懂你的话。
You speak too fast. You speak speech too fast.
你说话太快了，太快了。
Please speak a bit slower. Please to speak slow a bit.
请说话慢一点儿。
I cannot understand you.
我不懂你的话。
You speak too fast.
你说话太快了。
Please speak a bit slower.
请说话慢一点儿。
I cannot understand you. You speak too fast. Please speak a bit slower.
我不懂你的话。你说话太快了。请说话慢一点。
The word for time, as in one time, two times, say you want someone to repeat something, is
次次 black finger down. 次
It's a TS sound.
次 for time.
How would you say time, as in one time?
次
How would you say time, as in another time?
次
What is the way of saying goodbye or see you again? Again, see you. It's just like the French, au revoir, or the Hebrew, l'hitra'ot. It is again, which is the same pronunciation that we use for at or in, and then to see someone.
再看。
Okay.
再见。
Yes. See you again.
再见。再见。
Often repeated twice. 再见。再见。So how would you say, we'll see you again, or take it easy, goodbye?
再见。
How would you say goodbye?
再见。
We're in a situation where someone is speaking and we want them to repeat. We might say, please say it again, or please repeat yourself. In Chinese, we'd say, please say it again. Please, again, say one time.
And please again say speech one time, or just say one time.
Here, we ignore the speech.
Please, again, say one time.
请再说次。
One time.
一次。
How do you say a or one?
一。
Okay. How do you say one time?
一次。
Please say it again.
请再说一次。
Please say it again.
请再说一次。
I don't understand you. Please say it again.
我不懂你的话。请再说一次。
I don't understand you. Please say it again.
我不懂你的话。请再说一次。
I don't understand you. Please say it again.
我不懂你的话。请再说一次。
Say you arrive late for a meeting with someone who is Chinese. You would say, I'm sorry, which is
对不起。对不起。对。Black finger down, 不, close fist, 起, red V for victory, 对不起。
How would you say I'm sorry in Chinese?
对不起。
How would you say I'm sorry?
对不起。
对不起。对不起。
If they are Chinese, they may say
没关系。没 关系，没 blue finger up， 关 green thumb out， 系 close fist， 没关系。
Which means it doesn't matter. Never mind. Don't worry about it. How would you say, "Don't worry about it"? Never mind.
没关系。
How would you say, "Never mind"?
没关系。
没关系。没关系。
关系 is another ubiquitous concept in the Chinese world. It means connections, relationships, as well as obligations. Let me explain. You need guan yi to get things done in China. Maybe you walk in a store. You see that there's a whole row of English language books there. And you might say to the clerk, could you show me your English language books? And the clerk says, there aren't any, which would be,
不有没有
没有
But you see them right there in front of you. Maybe the clerk is a little tired. Maybe they've been working a long time. If you had
关系
you would get the English books. 关系 also means a relationship between two people. And in China, this is defined by obligations that each has toward the other.For example, if you invite me for supper, you must pay. That's the Chinese way. But then I'm obligated by
关系
to invite you to dinner, and I pay. And I must also give you at least as good a meal and as expensive a meal as you gave me. Maybe you arrive late to a meeting and you apologize. The Chinese host will say, don't worry about it.
没关系。
Not only does it mean don't worry, it means it doesn't affect our relationship. You don't owe me anything. You have no obligation towards me because of what has just happened. One Chinese woman told me, Chinese society is a web of obligations. You need to be very careful what you do or don't do with others, lest you incur
关系。
How would you say obligation or responsibility?
关系。
How would you say responsibility?
关系
How would you say, don't worry about it. You don't have any obligations towards me.
没关系
没关系
How would you say, I'm sorry? What's the word when you say correct?
对
对
对不起起
对不起对不起
Which is the way that you will hear it said.How would you say, I'm sorry?
对不起
And how would you say it as a native Chinese speaker might say it? A little faster.
对不起
对不起
And how would you say, don't worry about it, never mind?
没关系
没关系
How would you say, I go to Beijing today?
我去我阴间
When do we drink gin?
今天去在
Oh, but I don't want to be inside. I just want to go.
去北京
I go to Beijing today.
我今天去北京
I go to Beijing today.
我今天去北京。
I don't go to Beijing today.
我今天不去不去北京。
I don't go to Beijing today.
我今天不去北京。
I don't go to Beijing today.
我今天不去北京。
I eat in my hotel restaurant.
我在饭店。
Whose?
我在我的。
Oh, Are you going to use another 的? You only get to use one, you know.
我在我饭店餐馆的。
Oh, are you going
to... No, my hotel's restaurant, okay. 我在饭店的。
Excuse me, whose hotel? Is it Grandma Moses's? Is it Winston Churchill's hotel, or is it my hotel?
我在我饭店的餐馆吃饭。
对, I eat in my hotel restaurant.
我在我饭店的餐馆吃饭。
I eat in my hotel restaurant.
我在我饭店的餐馆吃饭。
The teacher buys a book.
老师买书。
The teacher buys a book.
老师买书。
The teacher buys a book.
老师买书。
These sentences all describe someone doing something physical. We call them the
没有
verbs. Why? Well, the poor teacher is doing fine when he buys a book. But if we talk about him not having done something physical in the past, he ends up covered in 没有 or 没有 nays. Can you see your teacher covered in 没有? Because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He didn't do it. The teacher doesn't buy a book. How would you say the teacher doesn't buy a book?
老师不买书。
But if we talk about him not having done something physical in the past, for example, the teacher didn't buy a book, instead of 不, we would use
没有,
which is why I call them the 没有 verbs. These physical verbs in the past take
没有
instead of 不. How would you say the teacher didn't buy a book?
老师没有买书。
The teacher didn't buy a book.
老师没有买书。
The teacher didn't buy a book.
老师没有买书。
My friend doesn't eat in my hotel restaurant.
我的朋友在我饭店的餐馆吃饭。
He doesn't eat.
不吃饭。
My friend doesn't eat in my hotel restaurant.
我的朋友在我饭店的餐馆不吃饭。
My friend doesn't eat in my hotel restaurant.
我的朋友在我饭店的餐馆不吃饭。
My friend didn't eat. So this is something physical that he didn't do. My friend didn't eat in my hotel restaurant.
我的朋友在我饭店的餐馆没有吃饭。
My friend didn't eat in my hotel restaurant.
我的朋友在我饭店的餐馆没有吃饭。
My friend didn't eat in my hotel restaurant.
我的朋友在我饭店的餐馆没有吃饭。
Mrs. Wang doesn't go shopping today.
Wang 太太今天不买。
Oh, what about go?
去买。
And What is she going to buy? She's going to buy stuff.
买东西.
How do you say go?
去.
How do you say don't go?
不去.
不去.
Mrs. Wang doesn't go shopping today.
王太太今天不去买东西。
Mrs. Wang doesn't go shopping today.
王太太今天不去买东西。
Mrs. Wang didn't go shopping today.
王太太今天没有去买东西。
Mrs. Wang didn't go shopping today.
王太太今天没有去买东西。
Mrs. Wang didn't go shopping today.
王太太今天没有去买东西。
He doesn't drink a cup of tea at supper tonight. He, today, supper.
他今天为
How would you say evening? Usually in the hotel, they let us have two, but in the evening, they only gave us 晚上.
晚上.
Okay, so let's go back. How would you say evening meal, which is supper?
晚上.
How would you say to eat?
晚饭.
So, he, today, supper.
他今天晚饭.
No, drink a cup tea.
不喝一杯茶.
He doesn't drink a cup of tea at supper tonight.
他今天晚饭不喝一杯茶。
He doesn't drink a cup of tea at supper tonight.
他今天晚饭不喝一杯茶。
He didn't drink a cup of tea at supper tonight.
他今天晚饭没有喝一杯茶。
He didn't drink a cup of tea at supper tonight.
他今天晚饭没有喝一杯茶。
He didn't drink a cup of tea at supper tonight.
他今天晚饭没有喝一杯茶。
The 没有 verbs are all quite physical. That's why the person is covered in 没有 or mayonnaise. It's like breaking into a sweat. The body is covered in sweat, but here it's covered in 没有, but only in the past when you didn't do what you should have done. Thank God it's not all the time. I know that I couldn't take it. Well, questions with the 没有 physical verbs are easy. Do you remember our Chinese menu patterns? How would we use a menu pattern with 有?
有, 不有.
Ah.
没.
Yes.
没, 有, 没有.
So, once again, how would you use a menu pattern with 有?
有, 没有.
Very good. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing with these physical 没有 verbs for questions. Did you buy that book yesterday? You, yesterday, menu pattern, buy that book.
你, 明, that's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, the Ming Dynasty was the Tomorrow Dynasty. Yeah. But then I saw someone.
你昨天
So
did you buy that book yesterday?
Yeah, you yesterday bought, didn't buy.
Correct.
That book.
You yesterday, yo, and then mei yo.
你昨天有没有买书?
That book.
那个书。
Did you buy that book yesterday?
你昨天有没有买那个书?
Did you buy that book yesterday?
你昨天有没有买那个书?
And if you want to answer that you did, you would say,
有.
And if you wanted to answer that you didn't,
没有.
Isn't that nice? I didn't buy that book yesterday.
我昨天没有买那个书。
How do you say I didn't buy?
没有买。
Yes, 没有买。
I didn't buy that book yesterday.
我昨天没有买那个书。
I didn't buy that book yesterday.
我昨天没有买那个书。
Did your friend drink a cup of tea at supper last night?
It's yesterday evening. Your friend yesterday evening. Your friend yesterday supper.
你的朋友昨天晚饭。
The menu verb.
有没有喝?
What was it he didn't drink?
A cup of tea.
一杯茶。
Did your friend drink a cup of tea at supper last night?
你的朋友昨天晚饭有没有喝一杯茶?
Did your friend drink a cup of tea at supper last night?
你的朋友昨天晚饭有没有喝一杯茶?
He didn't drink a cup of tea at supper last night. He?
他
Yesterday supper.
昨天晚饭
Didn't drink a cup of tea.
没有喝一杯茶。
He didn't drink a cup of tea at supper last night.
他昨天晚饭没有喝一杯茶。
He didn't drink a cup of tea at supper last night.
他昨天晚饭没有喝一杯茶。
Or a very simple way of saying it would be
没有喝。
Did your mother go shopping yesterday evening? Which is your mother yesterday evening. Menu. Go buy stuff. Your mother yesterday evening.
你的妈妈昨天晚饭晚上没有
Go buy stuff.
去买东西。
How would you say evening?
晚上。
晚上。
Did your mother go shopping yesterday evening?
你的妈妈昨天晚上有没有去买东西?
Did your mother go shopping yesterday evening?
你的妈妈昨天晚上有没有去买东西?
My mother didn't go shopping yesterday evening.
我的妈妈
昨天晚上没有去买东西。
My mother didn't go shopping yesterday evening.
我的妈妈昨天晚上没有去买东西。
My mother didn't go shopping yesterday evening.
我的妈妈昨天晚上没有去买东西。
Or you could simply say,
没有买。
But what if you want to say that she did go shopping yesterday? It could happen. When you use a physical 没有 verb, this is how we do it. We use our friend
了。
For example, if we want to say, my mother went shopping yesterday evening, we would say,
我妈妈昨天晚上买了东西。
We just put the 了 after the verb.
And I noticed Jing Tao said 我妈妈. She didn't say 我的.
Okay.
And let me explain that. Again, something that you're going to hear a lot. When you're talking about someone who is close to you, a family member, a friend, a teacher, you can just say 我. You don't need to use the 的. It indicates familiarity.If you use 的, you will be perfectly understood. But you're going to notice that many Chinese omit it. Very few people are going to say 我的妈妈 unless they want to distinguish between this mother and another mother. Say, this is my mother, not that one. And that is how it's used. But usually it's 我妈妈. My mother went shopping yesterday evening. How would you say...that in Chinese, my mother bought stuff yesterday evening. My mother.
我妈妈
Yesterday evening.
昨天晚上
Bought stuff by.
买
了
了
stuff.
东西
So we put the 了 after the verb. My mother went shopping yesterday evening.
我妈妈昨天晚上买了东西。
My mother went shopping yesterday evening.
我妈妈昨天晚上买了东西。
Sometimes you may have more than one verb, such as go to buy or go shopping, go buy stuff. And we will put the 了 after the second verb. So, my mother went shopping yesterday evening.
我妈妈昨天晚上去买了东西。
My mother went shopping yesterday evening.
我妈妈昨天晚上去买了东西。
My mother went shopping yesterday evening.
我妈妈昨天晚上去买了东西。
My friend went to Beijing yesterday.
我朋友去了 or yesterday went, 昨天去了北京。
My friend went to Beijing yesterday.
我朋友昨天去了北京。
My friend went to Beijing yesterday.
我朋友昨天去了北京。
The teacher bought some books this evening, today evening.
老师今天晚上 买了
some
books.
So it would be, instead of a book, it would be with the plural.
非些些
So one here, one plural. The plural of one would be some.
一些
Good.
书
The teacher bought some books this evening.
老师今天晚上买了一些书
The teacher bought some books this evening.
老师今天晚上买了一些书
He didn't buy some books this evening. He bought them yesterday. He, today evening.
他今天没有、oh,
Today
evening.
Okay,
sorry. 他今天晚上
上
没有买书
some books
一些书
he bought them yesterday he yesterday bought them
他昨天买了
them
他们
He didn't buy some books this evening. He bought them yesterday.
他今天晚上没有买一些书。他昨天买了他们。
He didn't buy some books this evening. He bought them yesterday.
他今天晚上没有买一些书。他昨天买了他们。
Did you go to Beijing yesterday?
你昨天去了北京
Question.
吗
Could you also
That's another way of saying it.
Could you also use the menu form?
Yes. Would you please use the menu form? Did you go to Beijing yesterday?
你昨天北京
Well, how would you use the menu form?
有没有去北京
And I got away with it because it wasn't a negative question.
Well, you got away with it because there are different ways of doing this. We're teaching you a pattern.
But why bother to teach the menu pattern if you can use ma?
Okay. This brings up the whole reason for why this is being taught the way it is. The le after a verb is one way of using le. We have seen le used before with wonderful, which is
太好了。
There are other ways of using le in Chinese besides these two ways that we've now learned. In fact, many Chinese teachers and certainly students will tell you that learning the le patterns is one of the most confusing things for Westerners who want to learn Chinese. So I looked at all the different ways that le is being taught, and I tore out much of my hair. I thought to myself, no wonder people are confused. They're teaching this backwards. So I turned it around. I thought to myself, well, we already know mayo. So we're going to introduce it using the mayo and then the menu pattern yo, mayo. And we're going to end up with la, which is a very logical way of doing it. And as you found out, you've learned what most Chinese teachers believe is something almost impossible to teach in this amount of time that we've spent on this. That's because we've done it differently. We've done it in a way that is utterly unknown in teaching Chinese, it's a logical way of doing it, as opposed to the traditional way of teaching it. There are other ways of saying this, so the ma that you used is perfectly valid. For the sake of consistency, we've been teaching the yo, mei yo patterned. And there are other ways of doing it too, but we didn't want to confuse you. Bu xie. Did you go to Beijing yesterday with both ma and the menu?
Ni zuo tian qu le Beijing ma? Ni zuo tian you mei you qu Beijing?
Did you go to Beijing yesterday?
你昨天去了北京吗? 你昨天有没有去北京?
For now, just stick with the menu pattern. Later on, you can start exploring other ways of saying this. And what would you say, a very short way of saying it? I went.
去了。去了。去了。去了。 Could you also respond by just saying yo if someone asks you the menu pattern?
Yes, absolutely. You can always do that with the menu pattern in any situation. It's one of the beautiful things about this language. If you just know some basic things about it, you can really go very far. You don't have to understand many of the intricacies. Did she buy some books today?
他今天有没有一些书?
And how about buy?
他今天有没有买一些书?
Did she buy some books today?
她今天有没有买一些书?
Did she buy some books today?
她今天有没有买一些书?
In a very quick way of responding, she bought them, or she bought.
买了。买了。
Did your friend drink some tea in your house at supper yesterday? Your friend... Yesterday evening.
你朋友昨天晚上
In your house.
在你的家里 Drink some
Menu pattern.
有没有
Drink tea.
Drink a cup of tea or drink tea?
Just drink tea. Tea or some tea, you can express it as drink tea.
喝茶.
Did your friend drink some tea in your house at supper yesterday?
你朋友昨天晚上在你的家里有没有 喝茶.
Did your friend drink some tea in your house at supper yesterday?
你朋友昨天晚上在你的家里有没有喝茶?
And how would you respond? He did, or drank, he drank it.
喝了。喝了。
Meaning, he did drink tea. In English, we won't say, he did drink tea, we could just say, he did. Did the English language teacher eat fish yesterday evening? English teacher yesterday evening.
英文老师昨天晚上
Menu
有没有吃鱼?
Did the English language teacher eat fish yesterday evening?
文老师昨天晚上有没有吃鱼?
Did the English language teacher eat fish yesterday evening?
英文老师昨天晚上有没有吃鱼?
He did. That is, he did eat fish. He did.
吃了,吃了。
Why didn't you come yesterday?
Why yesterday you no come?
Why you yesterday没有 come?
为什么你昨天没有去?
To come.
来。
Why didn't you come yesterday?
为什么你昨天没有来。为什么你昨天没有来?
So when you gave your response, why did you use 没有 instead of 了?
Because it was a negative in the past.
Very good. Yesterday, he bought some stuff.
他昨天买了东西。
Yesterday he bought stuff, or some stuff.
他昨天买了东西。他昨天买了东西。
He went to the bank yesterday.
他昨天去了。
Hong Kong is filled with these.
银行
银行
He went to the bank yesterday.
他昨天去了银行他昨天去了银行
He watched TV yesterday at home.
他昨天在家里干了建设
How would you say yesterday?
昨天
He watched TV yesterday at home.
他昨天在家里看了电视。他昨天在家里看了电视。
If we don't get physical,We don't get covered in 没有 or use a 没有 verb. We just use the regular 不 to say we didn't do something. He doesn't want to go to Beijing.
他不要去北京。
He doesn't want to go to Beijing.
他不要去北京。他不要去北京。
Yesterday, he didn't want to go to Beijing. And ask yourself, is want physical or mental? Yesterday, he didn't want to go to Beijing.
他昨天不要了。
Is 要, which is to want, is that...Doing something physically, which is something like to buy, to eat, or is this more of a mental process?
It's a mental process, so I'm not using 没有.
You're not using 没有, and you also wouldn't use 了.
So how do I indicate the past?
With yesterday.
When we say the 了, it's more like the action is already completed, like it happened before, but it's
Which is why we're talking about a physical...
Yes.
Rather than a mental
yes.
action.
So yes. something happened. It was completed in the past. So before we got into this 没有 verbs, these physical verbs, we were indicating past by yesterday and so forth. So there are many ways of speaking about the past. If you want to speak about something that was completed,a physical action that took place in the past, then you will use the verb 了, or as we're calling it, the 没有 verb pattern. He thinks you are very interesting. He thinks.
他觉得你是
You very
你很意思
Have meaning.
Oh, yeah. 有意思
He thinks that you are very interesting.
他觉得你很有意思。他觉得你很有意思。
He thought that you were very interesting. He thought. And ask yourself, is this physical or mental?
It's going to be the same sentence because I can't indicate the past any other way.
Well, there you go. You've got it.
他觉得你很有意思。
How do you say meaning? 意思。How do you say interesting?
有意思。
He thought that you were very interesting.
他觉得你很有意思。他觉得你很有意思。
And you might have the question, well, if it's the same in the present and the same in the past, how am I supposed to know? You will know from context. He didn't think that you were very interesting. He didn't think that you were very interesting.
他不觉得你很有意思。
He didn't think that you were very interesting.
他不觉得你很有意思。他不觉得你很有意思。
Congratulations, you did it. You have completed the Michelle Thomas Mandarin course. About 2,500 years ago, a wonderful Chinese philosopher,
Lao Zi, Red V for victory, red V for victory.
Wrote, the journey of 1,000 miles begins beneath one's feet. You have made amazing progress in really learning Chinese in what any teacher of Chinese would consider record time. You are now ready to start using Chinese with native speakers of Mandarin. There are a few ways that you can continue with Chinese. As you may have noticed, this course emphasizes learning patterns over acquisition of large amounts of vocabulary. With the patterns, you are free to go in any direction you wish. The patterns are the house. The vocabulary is the furniture. You actually have more furniture than you may realize. With what you have gotten here, you can communicate quite a lot. However, you will want to increase both your vocabulary and knowledge of additional sentence patterns. The vocabulary course will aid you in this. It will provide you with the furniture to furnish your new Chinese home. That is, lots and lots of additional practical vocabulary phrases and more patterns. As you continue to learn Chinese, use the tools which you have acquired. Use your hands to continue to learn tones. You will want to learn to correctly pronounce and use your new vocabulary and patterns, as well as to continue to use what you have gotten here. The very best way to do this is to find a native speaker and just talk with them. Check with local Chinese establishments, churches, temples, community centers, cultural centers, embassies, and people you encounter. They are in a good position to help you find someone with whom to practice your Chinese. You will find that there is a network of people who know each other. Hook into it. Try to speak Chinese whenever you have the opportunity. Short periods work well. The more the better. Make it a part of your life. You can set up some way to speak with a Chinese speaker, even if it is via telephone. Just make it happen. The goal here is to begin to accustom yourself to the language, to get past its initial foreignness. You want to get comfortable hearing and using basic Chinese. Then you can build on this and gradually increase your use of the language according to your own comfort levels. You will see yourself in a new relation to Chinese, and this will become the foundation for even more learning. At first, you may feel overwhelmed when you listen to a native speaker. This is completely normal in any language. It's like breaking in a new pair of shoes. It will take some time to gain confidence in your new language, so be nice to yourself. Be gentle. This is different than learning French or Spanish, as you may have discovered. Give yourself credit for everything you do understand. Build on the positive, and you will find that your Chinese grows by leaps and bounds. Speak clearly and in short sentences at first. Don't hesitate to ask the speaker to repeat himself. You may also ask them in Chinese what Chinese words mean in English and how to say English words or phrases in Chinese. Many young Chinese know pinyin romanization. You may ask them to write things down. When you encounter new vocabulary, make sure you understand which of the four tones is being used. A very important point. If they correct you, it means they understood you. Some speakers may reply to you in English. This is especially true of speakers in the West and younger people learning English in China. Politely tell them in Chinese that you want to speak Chinese. I've had this experience more than a few times. It was bizarre. I spoke Chinese, they spoke English. We communicated quite well, and I got to speak Chinese. Keep in mind, in order for them to reply in English, they have to have understood your Chinese. You didn't speak English. You spoke Chinese, they understood, they replied. Give yourself credit. Always keep in mind that your goal is communication. Be creative. Use the vocabulary and patterns that you know in whatever way you can come up with. Let's say, for the sake of example, that you're in your local Chinese restaurant and you want to take out order of my favorite, General Tso's chicken. You say, hello.
你好.
Then you might say, I want a General Tso's chicken.
我要一个 General Tso's chicken.
Yes, use English where you don't know the Chinese. They may ask at that point, do you want a regular or a large portion? Large or big is
大.
So remember, if we are speaking of what makes something special, not just a book, but my book,
我的书.
We use 的. So if you want a large portion, you can say
大的.
Do you want to eat here or to go? If you want to eat here, you already know how to say it.
在这儿.
If you want to eat at home or to go, remember you don't have to translate exactly to go because it is different in Chinese than a direct translation from English. We would say, I, at, in my home, eat.
我在家里吃饭.
The main thing is to speak as much as possible. This will build your confidence. Many Chinese, especially outside of China, don't speak Mandarin. Just keep that in mind, too. When a Mandarin speaker knows that you are serious, they will try to accommodate you. If you meet someone who is not accommodating, go on. You have 1.3 billion others to choose from. It won't take long to find someone. Have fun with your new language. If it is not fun, it's time to relax and slow down. Whatever Chinese you have learned is more than you knew before you began the course. Build on it. Have fun with it. I know you'll do just fine.
Thank you, Dr. Goodman. Thank you, Jingtao. 谢谢.
谢谢.
不谢.
不谢. 不谢.